Remember moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Josh and John from Woodruff Construction. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, so we're super excited to learn more about Woodruff and all you guys do and have to offer. So first, let's talk about a history of the business.
Yeah, I can take that. So the company was started in 1956. It was in Fort Dodge. That was the only location, and it was there for several decades until about the mid-90s, branched off, started an office in Ames. And then from there, we started an office in the mid-2000s in Iowa City, and then in 2014 in Waterloo, and then most recently in 2022, we have an office up in Spencer. So we have five locations, grown from one to five. You know, that was really driven. It started by Leonard Woodruff in 1956, obviously with the name of the company. And then his son, Don, and Bill, his two sons, were the ones that kind of drove the expansion to the five different regions. And Don Woodruff still serves as the president of the company today. And so
that's awesome. And so you mentioned, you know, location. So tell us where each of you guys are kind of located out of and what your roles are. Josh, we'll start with you.
Sure. So like John mentioned, we have five locations throughout Iowa, Waterloo, Tiffin, Ames, Fort Dodge, and Spencer. So my role in the company is business development. I'm one of two people that have that role in the company. So I bounce back and forth between Ames, Fort Dodge, and Spencer. That's kind of the areas that I cover. And then Jake on the other side of the state has the other two. So
awesome. And so day to day, you're going different places and doing different things. Is that correct?
Yep. Putting miles on the vehicle and bouncing back and forth between our three offices and trying to drum up some business.
Awesome. And John?
Yeah. So I'm out of our Waterloo location. We call that our Northeast region. And I'm the regional president up there. And so we run each of our regions, although we're one larger company. We have a leadership team from representation from every region that meets weekly, but we run each of our regions as, call it, little companies. And so I'm the regional president, so I'll be like the president of the small company that we run out of that region. And so, you know, my day to day is, you know, working with our project managers. I might be on a job site. I could be doing things like this. It just depends on the day. So it's a lot of different things with my role.
Yeah. And so how did you end up with Woodruff?
So I actually started as an intern. I was out of the Ames office. This was in 2012, and got the position. My roommate at the time, his girlfriend was the marketing person in Ames. So I got an internship in the Ames office. And then from there, I was going to Iowa State, finished up at Iowa State with my construction engineering degree. And at the time, I knew I was going to be moving back to the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. And so Woodruff gave me the opportunity to open an office up in Waterloo. And so I was employee one of the Northeast region. That was in 2014. And then I was a project manager estimator for several years. And then as we grew the region, I was able to become vice president, regional president of the region. So that's kind of the track that I've taken throughout the company to get where I'm at today. Yeah.
That's happened three times, hasn't it?
It
John?
Has. Yeah.
So John moved from Ames to Waterloo. Kevin moved from Fort Dodge to Spencer. And then I believe Nick Ford went from Ames to Tiffin. So you guys moved because of your wives, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Very strategic. Which is kind of,
yeah.
Offices.
So that's kind of it. We always say that when we're talking to new clients. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. But. Well, that's also neat that, you know, promoting within and moving people around and you know, making it work for people that are worth it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I mean, of our leadership team, I think over half of our leadership team started out as an intern with Woodruff. So
that's cool.
We have a huge emphasis on our intern program. I think, you know, we had 22 interns that we have on throughout the state.
Which is a little light.
Yeah.
We're on the lighter side.
20
usually
to 25.
We almost have close to 30.
And so we have a big emphasis on that, growing from within and promoting mm-hmm. from within. That's usually where we get the best people in the company.
Yeah, so awesome. And Josh, how did you find your way with Woodruff?
I took a little different path than John. So I'm an agriculture major from Iowa State. Hawkeye fan, I'll throw that in there. But I worked in ag for 10 years and worked in another place. But a good friend of mine was was the CFO or worked in accounting at Woodruff, and I saw this job opening, and I was like, this would be a really good opportunity for me. I've worked in account management and marketing and sales, and the core values at Woodruff really matched my core values. Family comes first, service to others, and all that stuff. We'll get into that a little bit. But I asked him about Woodruff and just talked to him, and then he's like, why don't you call Jason Reckemer? He's our chief operating officer. So I called Jason and had a 2-hour conversation with him on the phone in the parking lot of my current employer. So I was late to work that day, but had a great conversation with Jason, and then went in for an interview, and then interviewed with a couple different individuals at Woodruff, and it just fit what I'm about and everything. And so that's how I got to be at Woodruff Construction. So it's kind of a fun little story.
Cool. So you guys, you know, mentioned, you know, kind of how many interns you have and locations. Among all the locations, do you know approximately how many employees Woodruff has?
Yeah, I'd say right now with the interns, we're probably about 225. And so when you take off that, I think that's somewhere right around 200 employees.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Well, when we come back on this chamber member moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more with Josh and John from Woodruff Construction.
Greg Young Chevrolet is celebrating 25 years. At our Marshalltown location, get 5 years of complimentary maintenance when you buy a new or used vehicle, oil changes, tire rotations, and peace of mind on us. Shop new Chevrolet Silverados, Equinoxes, and Traverses at the best prices of the year. These deals won't last. Hurry in or visit GregYoungMarshalltown.com today.
Greg Young, we go the extra mile for you.
Limit supply. See dealer.
Are you ready for a new chapter in your career? One that includes great benefits and pay. One where you feel like a valued contributor to the story. Go to storymedical.org/careers now for current openings and apply today. From clinical staff to administrative to maintenance to kitchen, everyone is an important part of Story Medical Center's promise of providing the best experience every time. Be part of a bigger story and better career at Story Medical Center in Nevada. storymedical.org/careers. Story Medical Center is an equal opportunity the employer.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Woodruff Construction. We have Josh and John joining us. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So let's dive in on, you know, all the things Woodruff Construction does. So tell us about kind of, let's start with award-winning design build.
Yeah, so design build is really a delivery method. There's several different delivery methods, and that's one that we do with a lot of our negotiated clients, or call it our private clients. So you have the public sector that you do. Well, it used to always be hard bid. Now you can do construction manager at risk, and there's design build that you can't do in the public sector that we promote and want to do with our private clients. And that is, we're doing that throughout around the state with a lot of different clients. Actually, particularly, I've been working with a company here in Marshalltown that we've done design build with. Actually, we're how many projects? This will be, we're on our fifth, I think our fifth project that we're using this design build delivery method. What that is, in a nutshell, is that we lead the design as the contractor. They hold the contract with us. We hire out and have design done underneath us, and that's how it's delivered. But the award-winning piece, we have had some DBIA awards for some of the different projects that we've done, and we really are behind the process and behind the collaboration that design build brings to the project, and that's one of the things that we love working with the guys at Marshalltown here. You have three legs of the stool of a project. You have your owner, you have your designer, and you have your contractor. And if one of them is not good, it makes the project go bad. And we have just a solid design contractor and an owner with Marshalltown Company. And that's what makes a design build project really, really go well. What those design projects usually are, we a lot of times are doing manufacturing, some industrial type things with those design build, but we've also done, you know, corporate office type facilities. But say, you know, local to here, the Marshalltown, if you look at the different projects that they've done since 2018, those have all been design build that we've been a part of. And we call those phase one is the big masonry office addition that they did to the north. Phase two is the one that went off to the east that actually continued phase one towards the railroad tracks. And we're currently just started phase three, which is going to be an employee entrance and another warehouse addition off of the east side. And then phase four is one that we're finalizing design that would go even further south to Boone Street. And so all design build, all great projects, and just really good collaboration with owners and designers.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff happening over there. And like you said, you know, it takes many people, right? Mm-hmm. So that's great. So let's talk about self-performed trades.
I can take that. So at Woodruff, we have quite a few people. We have field laborers that put on tool belt every day. We kind of hang our hat on that, and that's what makes us, I would say, elite with our competitors, is we can self-perform trades. By doing that, we can control the schedule a lot better on site. So some of the skills trades that we perform are we do concrete, flat work, and steel erection, carpentry, casework, interior finishes. I don't know if I'm missing anything, John, but that's predominantly what we probably self-perform anywhere from, I would say, 30% to 40%. Of a particular job. Sometimes that could be more, sometimes that could be less, depending on the field availability that we have, the resources that we have available.
Say, for example, the project that's going on right now over at Marshalltown, we are doing the concrete footings, foundations, reinforcing, and then you'll see structural steel going up. That'll be what we were doing. There will be some wood blocking. But then, like, the masonry we sub out and that type of stuff, we use our trade partners for that. But to tag on a little bit on the self-performance side of things, that is something that, say, that's a traditional general contractor will self-perform. And a lot of times, as you get larger, some companies maybe are getting to more just managing the construction, say, from just project manager, executive level. We pride ourselves on keeping we want to be able to self-perform that work to understand it the best. Like he said, to control schedules, we understand those scopes really well because we do them day in and day out. And so that's something that I think is becoming more unique, but it's something that we pride ourselves on that we're going to continue to do and invest in.
And so meaning you employ the people who have those skills to be able to do the work and and keep you on schedule so you don't have to call someone else to come in and do
it. We're not subcontracting everything. We will subcontract, but we can fill in some holes in different trades with our own guys that are skilled in those areas.
Yeah, awesome. And then let's talk a little, and you touched on, you know, construction management, but let's talk a little bit about that and your general construction.
Yeah, so on the construction manager at risk side of things on general construction. So like I said, design build is really with the private clients. But we also, being five different locations, you know, one of our core values is family, and we want our guys to be home safe every night. And so that's actually, you know, we talked about the strategy of like following, you know, your wives to different regions, but we also want to have a 69-mile radius that we're doing jobs in so that we're not going and spending the night somewhere. And so, what I'm getting back to is with the hard bid and the construction manager at risk with the public side of things is when you're in a region where you're trying to stay within 60 miles, you know, you're not going to have design build projects going on all the time. So you've got to be able to keep yourself in the market with the hard bid. So we'll do municipality work and we'll do school work. We'll do things that fit well for us based on our resources and schedules. And, you know, you may see us, like we were talking about in the lobby here, there's a RO project here for the city of Marshalltown that's out for bid. We're still debating on if it's going to be the right fit, but that is something, you know, we may do a hard bid and look at that. And actually the water wastewater is a big component of what we do as a company, and it's all hard bid right now. And so you'll see us throughout the state, you know, most of the time we do have one or two water wastewater jobs going on, and those are in the hard bid market. And so, all in all, we are still going after construction manager at risk, hard bid in those public sectors to fill in around the design build. And so you'll see us in the communities in those areas as well.
I think in a perfect world, it'd be like 33% design build, 33% design, bid, build, and then 33% construction manage at risk, I think. So we can kind of ride those waves when, you know, maybe healthcare or manufacturing isn't hitting on all cylinders. We can take a look at more hard bid stuff, more municipality, and maybe some schools and things like that. So we can kind of ride those waves. And that's what, like John said, self-performing, you know, we can do all those trades and makes us unique from others.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I had the list here of all the different types of projects that you guys are involved in, and that's, you know, neat to see that it's not, you know, one specific type of thing that you do, you know, that you have kind of that ability to flex and be available for different types of projects.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys talked a lot about, you know, the core values of Woodruff. So let's dive into that and tell me, you know, all about kind of those core values.
Yeah, I can touch a little bit on that, the history of just how we, it was about, I think it was 2017, I guess to back up, the company's always embodied these core values, but we had never named them and said, hey, this is who we are. And it was around the time that we formed our leadership team that we said we need to come together and how are we going to make decisions as a company? What is like, where does the buck stop when we're making the decisions? What's the lens? And so we came up with the five different core values that really were just, took our best people and the people that really were just Woodruff people. And these are what they embody. And it's family comes first. You know, that's our Woodruff family. That's their being understanding of everybody else's families. Service, that's service to your community. That's service to your coworker. It's service to the client. There's you know, three facets of that. And so that's where, say, taking for your employee, service to the community. We want them involved in their communities doing something, and we'll get behind that as a company. Then there's purpose in everything we do. The decision we make, step back, is what's the purpose of this? We want to be very purposeful with what we're doing, not just do things to do things. Dependability to do what's right. And so that, I mean, that kind of, you know, it speaks for itself right there. And then enjoyment of our work. We want to have this a fun place. You know, construction can be very stressful. There can be a lot of issues. There can be a lot of hard conversations. But in the end, we want to have people that we're working with that we enjoy working with. And so those were really just what we felt like embodied who is at Woodruff and who we want to come to Woodruff. And after naming them, it's so easy to make decisions that you just, right, should we go after this project? It's 3 hours away. Is that really the best thing for our guys that are going to be going there? You know, and so those are the types of things, the lens that it goes through.
In business development, every job is attractive.
Yeah.
I don't care how far away it is. If it's 30 minutes or 3 hours, it's attractive. Yeah. So we failed to mention that we're an ESOP company.
Yes.
We're halfway into this, and so we're employee owned, which is very fantastic. Retaining employees, hiring employees, that's a huge benefit to us. We're 4 years in? Are we 5 years
in?
We're in our fifth year. So it's been fantastic being an employee-owned company. It's been good for everybody.
Yeah, 100% employee-owned.
Yeah. So when you retire, hopefully we're smart about the decisions and the jobs and the money we're spending and stuff, and we'll get a little chunk of change when we're all retired. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about maybe some community involvement. I know, like, you know, even though you don't have a physical location here, you're doing work in Marshalltown. I know sometimes you guys, you know, participate in our golf outing. You're obviously a member of the chamber. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
sure. I can take that. We're so kind of being involved with the chamber. There's numerous benefits. You know, you get to rub elbows with other chamber members, that could lead to business growth from us to them. You know, you kind of lean on other chamber members, golf outings, business luncheon, breakfast. You know, I try to get to all those because you never know. No meeting is a bad meeting, so you never know who you're going to see or who you're going to run into at those events. So that's why we're a part of the chamber. It's been great.
I've done a couple things here. YSS is throughout a lot of our different regions, and a lot of times we like to piggyback with what other regions are doing. But YSS here is in town, and I think they were given one of the buildings from the city of Marshalltown, right next to City Hall there. And we worked with them. That was a few years ago. We've done
it was right projects. When I think it was like 2019. I think it was right after
worked
right
with them yeah to right build after that I started out for their facility. And so those are the types of things that somebody in Ames actually had a really big involvement with it. And like what I talked about with service to your community, we like to find what are our employees passionate about, what are they interested in, go get involved in that, and then we want to support you in that. And so that was part of, you know, that piece of it was supporting something that somebody was really passionate about. And we do that throughout all of our regions pretty consistently. So
that's great. Well, I appreciate you guys joining me. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about Woodruff Construction?
I don't know. Yeah, we covered,
We are hiring right now. And if you, you know, 100% employee owned, if the core values resonated with you, I mean, we're always looking for great people. We have great people in our organization. And, you know, everything tends towards growth, but you can't grow without the right people. And we really are just... we're out looking to see where the next opportunity is. And if anything, you know, triggered for anybody listening that this was something of interest, you know, feel free to reach out. And we're always looking for great people.
Yeah, we're hiring in every office.
Yeah. They apply on your website?
They apply on our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Josh and John from Woodruff Construction, for joining me on the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
Small businesses are the backbone of our community. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you that when you shop locally, you are benefiting members of our community and adding to our local community overall. You'll find local business owners are generally more knowledgeable, provide better service, and even know their customers by name. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce exists to be an advocate for our business community. Membership in the Chamber benefits your business and adds to the strength of our advocacy efforts. For more information on shopping locally and Chamber membership, go to marshalltown.org.
Whether you want to enter your classic car or just want to check out the vehicles, you do not want to miss the annual car show at the Rose Festival and State Center this Saturday. First 150 registrants receive dash plaques while they last. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and is $20. Awards begin at 12:30. Enjoy food trucks and music while you admire cars and trucks at the car show at State Center's Rose Festival this Saturday. Find more information at State Center's Car Show on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We have several events coming up this week in Marshalltown. These events are a combination of our community calendar, so if your event is not listed on here, make sure to email it to office@marshalltown.org. The Cartwright Farmers Market is back Wednesdays from 4 to 7 and Saturdays from 9 to noon, so check out local vendors at the market located at the corner of State Street and North 2nd Avenue. Thursday through Saturday this weekend will be the 67th Annual Rose Festival happening in State Center. Stepping Stones Christian Bookstore will host a Little Readers Summer Club that's happening now through June 10th, every Thursday starting at 10:30. There will be story time, snacks, and an activity. Tons of live music and events happening this weekend. We'll have Thursday, June 19th, will be the 8th annual Cruise In for a Cause Classic Car Show at Glenwood Place. This will begin at 5 p.m. with live music by JJ Ace and a free will donation meal. So be sure to stop out to Glenwood Place on Thursday, June 19th and support Alzheimer's Association. Also Thursday, Live and Local will be back at Leonard Grimes Memorial Amphitheater at the Grimes Farm and Conservation Center from 6 to 8 p.m., and there will be food trucks on site. The Arts and Culture Alliance will hold their monthly artist gathering Thursday, June 19th, beginning at 5:30. Each month, they will highlight a topic of interest or offer a service to support artists in Marshall County. All artists are welcome. The Marshalltown Community Band is back on 13th Street for the summer of 2025. Enjoy an hour of toe-tapping tunes beginning at 7 p.m. Bring your lawn chair or picnic blanket out to West End Park for these events happening every Thursday into July. These are free. With lots going on this weekend, kick off your Friday evening at the Marshalltown Speedway for the races. Bring the family out. It starts at 6:30. Get your dancing shoes on. Friday, we'll host adult ballet class at Remix Dance Studio as well as a public dance at the Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center. Saturday, Yoga in the Park will kick off at 13th Street District at 8:30 in the morning. For more information on all of these events, visit marshalltown.org under the Events tab. This Chamber Member Moment was presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.